This is a podcast about the Underground Railroad. This is a tour you yourself may go on. It starts at the Gerald Plantation and ends in Montreal, Canada. Let's start it. Hello, my name is Ashton. This is a tour. Gerald Plantation and end in Montreal, Canada. Let's start this. First, we have the Gerald Plantation, built by John Fitzgerald in 1847. Originally known as Bermuda, was begun by Jean-Pierre Emmanuel Prudhomme on a tract of land granted to him by the Spanish government in 1789. At the time of his death in 1845, he held 104 enslaved people. It survived General Sherman's March to the Sea, typhoid fever, the cotton boll weevil, the advent of steam power, and the transition from farming to forestry. The very first person to live at the Gerald Plantation was John Fitzgerald. John also built the very first building on the property in 1847. John Gerald increased the land he had by 340 acres throughout his lifetime. After John's death in 1884, one of John's sons, Benjamin Richard Gerald, gave up a teaching career to return home and build his family home in 1895. The Gerald Plantation also farmed cotton. They had 39 slaves caring for a 1,000-acre plantation. The Gerald Plantation was a place where slaves escaped. This all happened in 1947 through 1863. Next up, we have the Oakland Plantation. The Oakland Plantation was founded by Jean-Pierre Emmanuel Prudhomme, who began farming the area in 1785. This plantation was where many slaves escaped. This was not a safe house for slaves. Most of this happened in 1789 through 1865. The plantation is just 10 miles south of New Bern Highway 17. Next up, we have the Foscue Plantation House, built in 1824 by Simon Foscue Jr. on the land that his father first settled. The Brook Plantation House is a second dwelling built on the property. The first owners owned about 90 slaves. This is yet again a place where slaves escaped. A lot of this happened in 1847 through 1865. Next up, we have Monticello. This is Thomas Jefferson's home. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence here. This was a very high-tech place in the 1800s. Jefferson was born in 1765 and died in 1826. He died here at Monticello in his bed. Last but not least, we have the Mount Clair Museum House. This home was occupied by Charles Carroll. He lived from 1723 to 1783. Charles and his family built this house. One of the people who lived here was one of the longest living signers of the Declaration of Independence. All of this happened between 1723 through 1850. Then you will go to the Harriet Tubman House from the Mount Clair Museum House. Now, time for the directions. The Gerald Plantation to the Foscue Plantation House. From the Gerald Plantation, continue on Gerald Plantation Road for 6.7 miles. When you come to Georgia Highway 87, go on to it. Then, in 3.6 miles, turn right. Continue for 15 miles. Then, when you come to the roundabout, take the second exit onto South Warren Street. Then, in about 1,000 feet, keep right onto Madison Road. In 22 miles, turn right onto I-20 East. Continue for 229 miles. Then, at exit 141A on the left, take it and it continues onto I-95 North. Continue for 133 miles. Then, when you come across State Exit 95, take it onto US 70 Bus. Then, continue onto East Market Street. Then, in 0.2 miles, turn right onto U.S. Highway 70. In 2.8 miles, keep right onto U.S. Highway 70 East. In 13 miles, keep left for U.S. 70 Bypass East. In 20 miles, continue on to U.S. Highway West. In 12 miles, keep right onto West New Bern Road. In 4 miles, continue on New Bern Road. Then, in 1.1 miles, continue onto U.S. Highway 70 East. Then, in 6 miles, merge onto U.S. 70 East. In 15 miles, take the exit onto Tuscarora-Rems Road. In 4/10 of a mile, turn right onto Tuscarora-Rems Road. In 5.9 miles, turn right onto U.S. Highway 17. Continue for 3.1 miles, then the destination will be on your left. Travel time, 7 hours and 17 minutes. Next up, it's Foskey Plantation House to the Prestwood Plantation. Continue onto U.S. Highway 17 South. Then, in 9/10 of a mile, turn left onto Tuscarora-Rems Road. Then, in 6.2 miles, turn left for U.S. 70. Then, in 15 miles, continue onto Highway 70. In 6 miles, continue onto East New Bern Road. Then, in 1.2 miles, continue on East New Bern Road. In 1.4 miles, continue on to West Vernon Avenue. In 11 miles, continue on to U.S. Bypass West. Then, in 15 miles, take exit 355B onto I-795 North. In 23 miles, continue on to U.S. 264 West. In 20 miles, take exit 435 onto North 96. Then turn left. In 16 miles, turn left. In 3/10 of a mile, turn right onto North College Street. In 3/10 of a mile, continue onto Park Avenue. Then in 1.9 miles, turn right onto U.S. Highway 1. In 3.5 miles, keep right onto NC-56. Then, in 600 feet, turn left onto West Green Street. In 6.9 miles, turn right onto NC Highway 96. In 13 miles, turn right onto Hillsborough Street. Next, in 700 feet, turn left onto College Street. Then, in 22 miles, turn right toward Boydton. Then, in 2.4 miles, continue on to Clarksville Bypass. Then, in 3/10 of a mile, continue on to Highway 15. Then, in 1.9 miles, turn left onto Prestwood Drive. In 4/10 of a mile, the destination is on your left. Total time traveling, 3 hours. Now, for the Prestwood Plantation to Monticello. First, go 4/10 of a mile on Prestwood Drive, then turn left onto Highway 15. In 17 miles, keep right onto King's Highway. In 16 miles, take the exit onto U.S. 15 North. Then, keep right. Next, continue onto Farmville Highway. In 17 miles, turn left for U.S. 15 West. Then, in 4.3 miles, take the exit onto U.S. 15 North. Continue onto Shepherd's Road. Then, in 28 miles, turn left onto South Constitution Route. In 37 miles, turn right onto Thomas Jefferson Parkway. Then, in 1.7 miles, turn right onto Monticello Loop. In 600 feet, you will arrive. Time in vehicle, 2 hours, 6 minutes. Now, Monticello to Mount Clair Museum House. In 800 feet, turn left onto Thomas Jefferson Parkway. Then, in 1.7 miles, turn right onto Scottsville Road. Then, in 6/10 of a mile, keep right for Interstate 64 West. In 3.7 miles, take exit 118B off U.S. 29 North. Then, in 3.9 miles, continue on to U.S. Highway 29. Then, in 800 feet, keep right onto U.S. 29 North. Then, in 2 miles, keep left onto Seminole Tree, TRL. and 48 miles continue onto James Madison Highway. Then, in 16 miles, merge onto US 15 North. In 2.3 miles, keep left. Then, in 1.1 miles, continue onto Lee Highway. In 11 miles, take a slight right turn for I-66 East. Then, in 22 miles, take exit 64B for I-495 North. Then, in 10 miles, keep right for Capitol Beltway East. Then, in 11 miles, take exit 27 for I-95 North. In 25 miles, take exit 51 onto Washington Boulevard. Then, in 0.2 miles, turn left onto Washington Boulevard. Continue for 7/10 of a mile, then turn left. The destination is on your right. Travel. Now, time for the Mount Clair Museum House to Lest We Forget Museum of Slavery. When you come out of the Mount Clair Museum House, take a right. Turn right at South Monroe Street. In half a mile, keep right for MD-295 South. Then, in 4/10 of a mile, take the exit toward I-95 North. Then, turn left onto Tacoma Street. Then, turn right toward I-95. Then, in 3/10 of a mile, take the exit to I-95 North. In 2 miles, take exit 56 for I-95. Then, in 9.1 miles, keep left. In 47 miles, keep left. In 11 miles, keep right for I-495 North. For 12 miles, continue on I-95 North. Then, keep left. Keep left. In 2.3 miles, turn left. Then merge onto I-76 West. Then, in 7.6 miles, take exit 340B right onto West Roosevelt Boulevard. Then, in 1.7 miles, take the exit toward Germantown Avenue. Then, keep left. Turn left onto Germantown Avenue. Then, in 1 mile, the destination is Lest We Forget Museum of Slavery to the Harriet Tubman Home. When you come out of the museum, turn left. Then, in 1 mile, turn right onto West Berkeley Street. Continue until you come to US 1 South. Then, in 1.8 miles, keep right. Continue onto I-76 West. Then, in 7.8 miles, take exit 331B for I-476 North. In 3.8 miles, keep left. In 1.12 miles, take exit for I-81. Keep left for I-81 North. Then, in 52 miles, keep right and continue on I-81 North. Then, in 41 miles, take exit 12. Then turn right onto Southwest Street. Then turn left onto NY-90. Then, in 13 miles, turn right onto Main Street. Then turn left onto West Cayuga Street. Then, in 5.1 miles, turn right onto NY-34. In 17 miles, keep left onto South Street Road. In 1.2 miles, the destination is on your right. Time in car, 4 hours, 17 minutes. Now, the Harriet Tubman Home to Montreal, Canada. When you come out of the Harriet Tubman Home, turn right or north. Continue for 11 miles. Then, turn left onto Interstate 90. Keep right. Continue for 21 miles, then take exit 36. For 7/10 of a mile, keep left in 95 miles, continue. Then, in 1.7 miles, keep right. In 104 miles, continue onto Haute du Souvenir. Continue for 1.3 miles. In 9.4 miles, continue onto Bull Heartwood. In 22 miles, continue onto Haute Ville-Marie. In 4 miles, take exit 6. Then turn right onto Rue de Bonskers. Then turn right onto Rue Notre Dame East. Then you have arrived in Montreal. Now, time for the costs. For food, bring roughly $400. And then, for lodging, bring $1,500.10. Then, for gas, bring $350. Now, time for the schedule. Wait, no, time for more miles. This is how many miles the round trip is. 1,289 miles. For the Jarrow Plantation, the suggested time spent at the location is 3 hours. Distance between next location in miles, 489. Time between next location, 7 hours and 17 minutes. When you come to Florence, I suggest taking some time to explore the city. Also, you can drive to the Foscue Plantation House the next day. Foscue Plantation House. Suggested time spent at location, 2 hours. Distance between next location in miles, 294. Time between next location, 4 hours and 19 minutes. When you come to Richmond, take some time to explore and rest. Monticello. Suggested time spent at location, 3 hours. Distance between next location in miles, 159. Time between next location, 3 hours and 2 minutes. You do not have to rest in any city. It is optional since it is only a 3-hour drive. 4. Mount Clair Museum House. Suggested time spent at location, 2 hours. Distance between next location in miles, 568. Time between next location, 8 hours and 24 minutes. You may rest in Scranton or Williamsport if you like. Harriet Tubman Home. Suggested time spent at location, 2 hours. Distance between next location and miles, 281 miles. Time between next location, 4 hours and 45 minutes. You may rest in Brockville if you would like. 7. Montreal. Suggested time spent at location, just explore a little. Distance between next location and miles, 0. Time between next location, 0 hours, 0 minutes. I got most of this information from Wikipedia. Montreal was where many slaves escaped. Thank you for listening to the Underground Railroad podcast. I hope you enjoyed this tour of the Underground Railroad. Again, this is Ashton. Have a nice day.